another try tomorrow. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Russia and Ukraine holding another round of talks, though no breakthrough has been reported.
Our view continues to be that despite words that are said in these talks or coming out of these talks, diplomacy requires engaging in good faith to de-escalate. And what we're really looking for is evidence of that.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Ukraine has been asking for humanitarian aid to be allowed through, but those aid corridors have been attacked and reportedly mined by the Russians. Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall, who was injured earlier today while news gathering outside Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. There is not a lot of details available now, but we do know he has been hospitalized. Fox News President Suzanne Scott, in a statement, said in part, the safety of our entire team of journalists in Ukraine and the surrounding regions is our top priority. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be addressing the U.S. Congress to ask for increased support.
Every member of Congress is invited to a virtual address by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Wednesday morning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the speech, telling colleagues they welcome Zelensky's address to convey support of the people of Ukraine as they defend democracy. Zelensky has asked NATO and the Biden administration to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Members of Congress have also supported a move to shift Polish MiG fighter jets to Ukraine's Air Force, a move so far rejected by the Pentagon. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Pro-Democratic Super PAC says former President Trump violated federal campaign laws by raising and spending money for another run for the White House without officially filing his candidacy. The PAC, called American Bridge, has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission. Wall Street stocks weighed lower. The Dow added a point. The Nasdaq lost 262. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
British judges block a bid by Julian Assange to avoid being sent to the United States.
Britain's Supreme Court says it has rejected a request from Julian Assange after he asked for permission to appeal a decision to extradite him to the US. The founder of WikiLeaks is wanted over his website's work publishing secret American files. The court says it refused Assange's application because it, quote, did not raise an arguable point of law. It's now up to the British government to finalise the extradition, although Assange can still pursue another challenge. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Statue thought to be the last Confederate monument on a courthouse lawn in Maryland has been removed. The Talbot Boys statue stood on the Talbot County Courthouse lawn in Easton for more than a century. A major drug company is limiting business with Russia.
Pfizer says it will end all planned investments with Russian local suppliers in response to the conflict in Ukraine, but will continue to supply medicine to Russia. Medicines were excluded from the sanctions the U.S. and its allies have placed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. Pfizer says it will refrain from starting new clinical trials or recruiting new patients in Russia. It will donate all its profits from its Russia unit to causes that provide humanitarian support to the people of Ukraine. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Jolene. Dolly Parton has announced she's pulling out of this year's nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, saying she hasn't earned that right. In a statement posted on her social media, Parton says she didn't want votes to be split because of her. Other artists who have made both the Rock and Roll and Country Hall of Fame include Brenda Lee, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Chet Atkins, Hank Williams, and the Everly Brothers. Parton was named on the Rock Hall shortlist last month. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.